Honolulu Civil Beat's reality check looks at why the feds are taking a second look at what the Honolulu Police Department spent its CARES money on. Reporter Christina Gendra joins us this morning. Hi, Christina.
Hi, Catherine.
So share with our listeners, what federal agency is this?
So this is the U.S. Treasury that is auditing the city and is asking some questions about HPD's spending of the federal CARES dollars that were supposed to help the city address the pandemic, both, you know, through a public health lens and an economic lens as well. HPD spent millions of these CARES dollars on equipment, a lot of trucks, actually over $3 million worth of vehicles, including the ATVs, I think a lot of people have noticed, a training simulator that cost $118,000, a robot dog that cost $150,000, over $700,000 of thermal imaging equipment. This is the kind of stuff that the Treasury wants to see some documentation to justify it.
And I know the robotic dog was kind of a head scratcher to some people.
Yeah, you know, when you think about how the spending has to have some connection to COVID, that one may be kind of a stretch. The department said that it could be used as like a thermal imaging camera at the city-run homeless encampment at Kahei Lagoon. But to my knowledge, they didn't use it at all last year there. I don't know if they're using it there yet. But, you know, you think thermometers are kind of cheaper, so.
Yeah. Yeah, $150,000, that's a lot for a dog, a robotic dog. And, you know, if I recall, wasn't, I guess, the guideline that you couldn't use the money if there was, the stuff was already budgeted for?
Right. There's a couple rules, and, of course, they're up to interpretation, I guess. But the main things are that the expenditures had to be necessary and incurred during the public health emergency related to COVID. And they couldn't have already been in the budget. So it couldn't be something that you already had on your wish list and you just want to bill it to CARES. So that'll be something the Treasury is looking at as well, if you know, these expenditures really met the requirements.
And there was the overtime scandal. And I know Mayor Kirk Caldwell had said that he wasn't going to have federal money, you know, go toward that overtime. So I don't know, where are we at with that?
That's kind of a question mark. Yeah, Caldwell had said that any of the money that was initially going to be billed to CARES that was improperly used, meaning officers were kind of abusing their overtime, that that would be supplanted with city funds. Now, I asked new Mayor Blangiardi about that last week, and he said no city funds will be used for that. And he didn't offer an explanation, and his office has not responded to follow-up questions about that, so I don't know how much money, you know, was abused and, you know, who exactly will be paying for it and why. It's a big question mark. But the Treasury will also be looking at that overtime spending, which by my count exceeds $18 million between last March and this January.
And were you able to get any more info from HPD at all?
I really didn't have much luck with them. They declined to be interviewed. You know, a spokeswoman just acknowledged that the police department's sharing spending information with the Department of Budget and Fiscal Services, and she didn't provide any further information. I also asked for an interview with Mayor Blangiardi's administration, and they did not respond, which is happening a lot lately.
So it'll be interesting to see then if we have to return any of this stuff or pay the money back.
Right. That would be among my questions I'd like to ask them if they would get back to me. I mean, hopefully that's not the case. The city's already in a tough financial situation. We're starting budget hearings this week, so we're probably going to hear more about that. But that would be not so good if we had to return money. I mean, the bottom line is the CARES dollars were supposed to help us bounce back from the tough public health and economic hit that we took, and there's still so many people in need. So there's a lot of folks that weren't so happy with the amount of money that went to the police department.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Christina.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was reporter Christina Gendra with today's Reality Check. Read her story online at civilbeat.org.